Are you new to investing and have savings you need to protect? Right now, with the Middle East war, the Ukraine war, and maybe Taiwan soon, if you need a playbook, Noble Gold says allocate gold now and avoid the frenzied panic of the unprepared. When fear reigns, gold protects. And right now, get a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments today. Shield your savings with Noble Gold Investments. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. Hey, everybody. We talk to someone who knows Clarence Thomas very well, as Clarence Thomas is under attack, and we reflect on our RFK Jr. discussion. If you guys haven't listened to it yet, you should check it out right now. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, and subscribe to our podcast. And make sure you get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. And please consider becoming a member of the Charlie Kirk team. That's charliekirk.com, and click on the members tab, charliekirk.com. Click on the members tab. And you guys get access to amazing content, including our exclusive conversation with Tucker Carlson. Listen to this little teaser.
I think people have a lot in common because they're all people. I really believe that. I know you think I'm like playing Dr. Seuss or something, but I really believe that. I think the race stuff is totally overblown to this day. And I've heard I'm very hated. I've never one time had any black person come up to me and be like, you're racist. I hear all the time I'm a racist, which I'm not. I'd admit it if I was. I'm not. The only people who've ever called me racist are like angry 49-year-old white female lawyers. They're super convinced I'm a racist. Every black person I ever meet's like, hey, man. So I'm serious. I mean, maybe, I don't know, but I can only tell you my own experience. And I think most people don't spend all day mad about race. And you don't want to live in a country where they do, trust me, at all. So we have a lot in common, and I hope that people realize that before it's too late.
All right, become a member, everybody. CharlieKirk.com. That's CharlieKirk.com. Click on the members tab, and it's affordable for all ages. It's affordable for all people, and it helps us out, helps us grow and stay uncancelable. Go to CharlieKirk.com and become a member. And as always, email us, freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Joining us now is Chris Hoare, spokesman for Satellite Phone Store. That is satellitephonestore.com, one of our favorite partners here. You can also go to sat123.com. Chris, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me back, Charlie. It's great to be here.
What a great Christmas gift, by the way, this could be for people. I just thought of that. And it's really unique and really special. So just remind our audience about sat123.com, what you guys stand for, and let's get into the details.
Well, Charlie, what we really stand for is making sure that people have communications no matter what is going on, in any disaster, in any emergency, when the cell towers are down, when the power is out. Your cell phone's not going to work, but a satellite phone works because it talks directly to the satellites in the sky. So it can always receive calls and always make calls no matter where you are. If you're in the middle of the ocean, you're in the middle of the desert, you're in the middle of downtown Denver where my cell phone doesn't work that well. You know, your satellite phone is always going to work because it communicates directly with the satellites in the sky. And Charlie, these phones used to cost like $5,000-$10,000, and the price has come down a little bit over the last 20 years. But at sat123.com, we're giving them away for free with activation, and they are a great Christmas gift, as you just said, because this is giving the gift of life. If if someone is in a disaster, whether it's a hurricane or a terrorist attack, or they're just off-road and they have no cell service and they have an accident when they're hiking, this can save your life. You can make a call or receive a call no matter where you are, Charlie. As long as you can see the sky, you can make or receive a call or send or receive a text.
Oh, I'm going to take advantage of this in 2024. You're trying to tell me I can make a phone call from an airplane? Is that right?
Yes, you can. And it wasn't legal last time I tried it, but, you know, I did turn on my phone at 30,000 feet, and I got a connection. And, you know, so I shut it off at that point. But look, if you think back to 9/11 and things like that, you know, some people could get cell phone calls out when they were very close to the ground on that horrible day. But if someone had a sat phone on one of those planes, it might have made a difference. I don't know, Charlie, but it certainly, you know, gives you an option and an alternative.
Yeah. So in years past, I've tried to get a satellite phone and the process was convoluted and difficult. And you had to get different carriers and sign off. You guys have made it very simple at sat123.com. Talk about that.
Yeah, no, we really have. You just give us a call at 941-955-1020 or go to sat123.com. You click right at the top there. You've got buy now. We've got a free Inmarsat sat phone with an extra battery. So that's over $1,000 you're getting for free, Charlie. And then it's just $95 a month after that. You get 100 minutes with that, which you can use to call anywhere. It's one big area code for the whole planet. If you don't use those minutes, they roll over. So, you know, if you don't use it for a few months and then you need to suddenly you have a disaster emergency going on, you're going to have a bunch of minutes lined up. So it's very, very useful for that. And it really can save your life.
There's this growing narrative that it might be the end of the world as we know it. There's this new Obama Netflix movie about the end of the world. yeah. I think what is the name of that movie? It's called Leave the World Behind. Kind of strange.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, I mean, I don't want to play into some of the alarmism. I'm a major prepper, by the way. The media always makes fun of me for that. But I'm going to eat and be able to make phone calls, and they're going to be in the streets. So
yeah.
In what ways do satellite phones, just like go through the technology of it, I know you mentioned this, how do they protect against tracking and eavesdropping in particular?
Well, as you know, a cell phone basically is a government tracking device. They know where you are at all times. They can tell where you've been, where you are, what you're saying and all of that. With a sat phone, the closest you can track someone is 50 square miles. Now, Charlie, I don't know about you, but I lose my remote control on the couch, you know, so 50 square miles is a huge area. And it makes it extremely difficult, basically impossible for anyone to track you. And tracking is a major problem. And so is privacy, as you know.
Yeah. So what are the details on the current offer that you guys have for the Inmarsat LSAT satellite phone on a 15-month agreement?
It's just you pay $95.99 a month. That's it for 15 months. For that, you get those 100 minutes a month, and they can roll over as well. We can also get you a USA phone number, so you can just give out what looks like a cell phone number to anyone, and they can call that, and it'll go right to your sat phone. That is about it. Say, it's very, very simple. You buy now, or you just on sat123.com or call 941-955-1020. We will hook you up. And if you call us today, we can even get this phone in time for you for Christmas. So, you know, and if you want to get a gift for yourself and your wife or your kids or whatever it is, you can get two sat phones for free, and you pay just $179 a month, and you get 200 minutes and so on. But yeah, call us today, and we'll get them to you before Christmas.
So your customers, they're coming in, Sat123. What are they telling you about what they want most right now? What are you hearing from the audience?
Well, what I'm hearing a lot of is this worry over and concerns over privacy. Obviously, they just renewed the Pfizer Act. You know, the government can just kind of basically go into your phone and search it without a warrant, and that's your cell phone. But a satellite phone makes all of that a lot more difficult. You know, there's no camera on these phones, so you can't be watched. You know, they really do add a big layer of security that you don't get on a cell phone. So privacy is basically the number one thing. And then this worry about what's going to happen if the government decides, you know what, we have this threat and we're just going to shut down the cell networks for now for your own protection. As that's what happens in wartime, right? It's for your own good. They limit the press and they limit your personal freedoms. And so this is a way to fight back against that. And that's what people are most concerned about right now.
So you mentioned some of the promotional stuff. What is the cost structure, including monthly fees and minutes and texts?
So basically, you're paying 2 months up front, and then that's it. And then you're going to, after 2 months, you're just going to be billed the $95.99 a month. If you go over, you know, you will be billed a little more. But again, with these rollover minutes, most people are not going over their minutes because they're not using these phones every day, right? I mean, yeah, you should take this phone with you when you go hiking, when you go skiing or snowboarding or whatever it is. You're going hunting, fishing, you know, that's when you're going to have it with you. But you know, as long as nothing happens, you won't need to use it. But if something does happen, it will absolutely get you out of a jam.
The website is sat123.com. Let's take a look at current events. Are there any stories that have you concerned? We know the Chinese are hacking our grid and our information system. What are you seeing out there that our audience should be aware of?
Well, you know, we work with with a lot of the big utility companies, and what they're seeing is, you know, there are multiple drone sightings around these power stations. They're seeing outages they can't explain, you know, and all of this affects, of course, everyday electricity supply, but it affects the cell towers as well. You know, so the cybersecurity is a massive problem. And, you know, clearly the cell phone networks are a huge target for whether it's Iran or China or Russia, or whatever it is, because they know if they take out a cell phone network, as happened in Australia recently, one of Optus, the number two carrier there, took out that their network was taken down, and they are not giving any details about that. But certainly it seems like that might have been, you know, some bad actors. But half the country was without cell phone service for up to 3 days. Now, you know, people get panicked when they leave their cell phone at home. Imagine not having that phone or being able to communicate for 3 days. You know, it happened in Australia. That's a first world country. You know, if it happened there, it can happen here.
So in closing here, I mean, I just want to emphasize the Christmas is a few days away. Will people be able to receive these phones in time to put under the tree, potentially?
Yes, 100%. They can call 941-955-1020, or they can go to sat123.com. Place your order today or give us a call today, Charlie, and we will make sure we get you that phone before Christmas.
Yeah, so and so it's sat123.com. They need to be prepared for this. Just closing thoughts, Chris, about 45 seconds remaining.
Look, you know, as with all prepping, you know, the way it works is you get prepared before something happens, not when it's happening or afterwards. You know, there's very few of these phones made every year, just a couple of hundred thousand. Is any kind of disaster, they're sold out immediately and they're gone. So don't wait. You know, get your free phone today with activation and feel safe this Christmas.
Thank you so much, Chris. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
John.
MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever and just in time for Christmas. For a limited time, get the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98, a set of pillowcases for just $9.98, and rejuvenate your bed with MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in variety of sizes and colors and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more. All the biggest discounts of the year are happening now. They're extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2024, making them the perfect gift for your friends and your family and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KIRK or call 1-800-875-0425. Get big discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream Sheets, for as low as $29.98. And get all your shopping done now while quantities last. It's MyPillow.com, promo code KIRK. Let's talk about Iowa. Iowa is an awesome place, but it's a tricky, tricky political terrain. Polls can be very deceiving. A caucus is different than a primary. It's all about who shows up. Here's the way a caucus works. And I've been to a caucus before. Is you'll meet in a church or a school, and you have to be there at 6 p.m. You cannot pre-vote. You cannot early vote. There's no mail-in voting. And you line up outside. They say, all right, come on in. Come on in. And you file in and file in and file in, and everyone's there. And they say, okay, now it is the beginning of the caucus. Every candidate who is on the ballot has a representative that can give a speech. And so Nimarata Haley's Lockheed Martin friend is going to say, I think Nimarata is the best choice for Iowa. And Ron DeSantis's person will come up. And Donald Trump, they have surrogates, if you will. And so each one gets 90 seconds to 2 minutes. Vote for Trump, vote for this, and vote for that. And then they vote. And they literally, it's on the back of a piece of paper, a little thing. It's very unofficial. And they put it in, and then the tabulator says, okay, three, Trump, and that. And so people can change their mind right there. All these kind of DeSantis pledge cards or Trump pledge cards or polls, it's very fickle, everybody. And Iowa has been known for years to shock pollsters. Now, the most accurate poll is the Des Moines Register poll that happens the weekend before the Iowa caucus. Everybody, this is really important. I'm just going to tell you right now, we are on. I hope you guys get a great Christmas. I hope you guys get a lot of rest. I hope you guys get filled with. Get your batteries filled because you're going to need it, everybody. January 15th. Let's see. We have 24 days. We are 24 days out from the Iowa caucus, everybody. Now, yes, weather can be a factor, but honestly, in Iowa, they're used to snow and stuff. So unless it's unbelievably bad, they're going to show up for the caucus. Donald Trump's going to win the Iowa caucus. I'm rather certain. He's going to win New Hampshire. But by how much? If they can't beat Donald Trump, what if they can make a win look like a loss? And I'm afraid we are falling for this. Way too many people are falling for this right now. It's all about expectations. So Donald Trump would be, I think, wise, and this is what I'm counseling him to do privately and publicly, to say, look, this race is getting close. Now, he doesn't want to say that because he wants to say that the primary is over, but then if he wins by 30 points, which he might, by the way, he could win by 10 or he could win by 35. We don't know. Now, the Colorado Supreme Court thing really helps Trump. But imagine people think that Trump is going to win by 40 points. And Iowa being very hard to predict and very tricky, and I'm talking to people on the ground in Iowa, and they say this thing is a lot closer than you might think. There's a lot of undecideds. You know, Iowans, they need to be courted. They don't like being told what to do. And what if Trump wins by 11? The media would say, Donald Trump underperforms in the first state. He wins by 11. Or what if he wins by single digits? What if he wins by 8, which, by the way, would be historically good? A new poll out of New Hampshire shows something quite interesting. A new poll out of New Hampshire shows that, and it could be a trash poll, I don't know, shows that Donald Trump is up 14 points on Nikki Haley, the St. Anselm poll. Another poll that was released last night, which is relatively a garbage poll, showed that Nikki Haley was down 4 points. People don't like that poll. I said, okay. You kind of see what's going on here. Here's the media narrative. I'm going to walk you through it. It's very simple. Make the win look like a loss and go all in on South Carolina. They have cleared the field. Tim Scott went out, and Nikki Haley is the former governor of South Carolina. So they want to make Iowa's win look like a loss because the expectations have been set so generously. They want to make the New Hampshire win look like a loss because the expectations have been set so high. Donald Trump will almost certainly win both. By how much, we don't know. And then South Carolina will come, and Nikki Haley might overperform there as well. What I'm getting at is there's two different primaries going on. The primary of the actual reflection of the votes and the expectations and how people spin that. It's going to be rocking. And by the way, make a little note. 24 days from now, make sure you guys watch the Charlie Kirk Show live stream. We are going to have the best Iowa caucus coverage ever. We'll be going late into the night. So make sure you guys make plans to watch us on January 15th. That Monday is going to be historic. All right, I want to tell you about Herzog. Herzog Foundation is amazing. I want you guys to check it out right now. We've been talking about how our nation's public schools have been captured by progressive ideologues teaching things that directly contradict the values of millions of American families. For those of you worried about the best educational path for your kids and grandkids, I'm pleased to announce our new partnership with the folks at the Herzog Foundation. They are the trusted source of American K-12 private education with a remarkable suite of resources for parents and grandparents. From their online publication, The Lion, to the new podcast, Making the Leap, Herzog Foundation offers a wide range of advice and information for Christian parents. To learn more about how your family and faith and community can flourish through a quality Christian education, go to herzogfoundation.com. That is herzogfoundation.com. Herzogfoundation.com. H-E-R-Z-O-G. Herzogfoundation.com. Joining us now is Mark Poletta, a senior fellow at the Center for Renewing America and also a personal friend of Justice Thomas. There is a New York Times article, which is it actually ties beautifully to a story that I've been wanting to hit for a couple weeks now, which is just how the Senate is treating Clarence Thomas and Leonard Leo. Clarence Thomas threatened to resign over salary concerns in 2000. The justice set off a scramble by a lawmaker to find a way to raise his pay. What on earth is this all about? The continued targeting of my favorite justice on the Supreme Court. Mark, what is going on here?
Charlie, it's just, thanks for having me on. It's just the nonstop for 40 years attack on Justice Thomas, who is a good friend of mine, a dear friend of mine, our greatest justice, our greatest living American. And it's all a lie. And in fact, ProPublica first came out with this garbage a couple days ago, where they had this story that allegedly Clarence Thomas had a conversation with a congressman. And in the ProPublica story, they don't even say that Clarence Thomas threatened to resign or raise concerns over his pay. It was that the congressman inferred it from their conversation. But what happens? The New York Times, which in this case is even worse than ProPublica, right? Who have lied. They've lied repeatedly about Justice Thomas. They go along and say, oh, no, he complained about his pay and threatened to resign. It's all a lie. I've known Justice Thomas since 1989. OK, worked on his confirmation. I vacationed with him. I spent the holidays with him and his wife and my family. Very close to him, shoot the breeze all the time with him. He has never once, ever once mentioned complaining about his pay or threatening to resign. What I recall about his service on the court or how long he would stay is after they smeared him, right, in 1991 with Anita Hill's lies. After that, he was 43 years old when he was confirmed. And he said, they took away the first 43 years of my life and I'm going to serve 43 years on this court. So that's 11 more years. He's at, I think, 32 years and 60 days on the Supreme Court, our 11th longest serving justice. He's, my view, he's never going to retire. He's going to be on the bench as long as his health permits. He's in the best shape in many, many years. I just saw him this week. And he's, it's just a crazy narrative that they want to drive. This narrative was that Justice Thomas complained about his pay, threatened to resign, and then people ran around trying to make him happy. It's all a lie. And they continue to do this, continue to invent these stories. You mentioned the Senate. What are they investigating Justice Thomas for? His friendships, right? Right. What do they not care about the Democrats? Hunter Biden selling access to communist countries, right? But they all upset about Justice Thomas hanging out with his friends at their homes and traveling with them. That's the crime here. But it's typical. I've been doing this for more than 30 years in terms of, you know, working with Justice Thomas to defend his reputation, or working on my own to defend Justice Thomas's reputation. And the left just hates him. They hate him.
Why do you think they hate him so much? I mean, I had RFK in the studio here the other day, and we have this massive frame picture of Clarence Thomas, by the way, and RFK sits down and he says, I bet that drives the left crazy. And I said, why do you think that is? And RFK said, well, it's very obvious. People on the left don't think that blacks can be independent thinkers. What do you think about that? That's RFK's comment. Wow. Privately. Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. I've been saying this. I've testified in Congress to this. I've written extensively on this. Justice Thomas is a black conservative, and the left believes. My view is he triggers the left's racism. He exposes their views that, you know, people have to think a certain way based on the color of their skin. And it's so disgusting, Charlie. I've been doing, like I said, when we went through the confirmation, and the cartoons or the news coverage of him is just, he dares to have his own views and he doesn't bend. He has never bent. And they tried to destroy him in 1991. So it's one of those things, you know, the left, you know, it was an existential threat, really, in part, right, to the liberal black leadership, right? And if you look at it, Charlie, this is what gets me so, and I've testified to this, gets me so upset. On almost every single issue, from affirmative action to abortion to voter ID to even abortion, black Americans are much more in line with Clarence Thomas, right, than they are with the liberal black leadership. So they need to destroy him because he's a threat. He's a threat to them, right? And the black leadership, the liberal black leadership, gets all their funding, right, from white progressive groups. So they push all these issues that are not, in fact, what black Americans, the great majority of them believe. So that's the game here, in my view. And so, as Justice Thomas said, actually, during his confirmation, right, he was overwhelmingly supported, right, during his confirmation by the American people, okay, in 1991, including black Americans. But who opposed him? The NAACP. How absurd is that, right? An incredible story. And for your listeners, your viewers, Justice Thomas was born into segregation in 1948 in the Deep South, into abject poverty, right? His mom was a maid to white families. His father left when he was 2 years old. He was born in a shack, right? With one light bulb and nothing else, no indoor plumbing, okay? In Pinpoint, Georgia, on the swamps, on the marsh, of southern Georgia. And he moves in with his grandfather because his mom couldn't take care of him. Right. His grandfather is born in 1907 in the Deep South and raises him and sends him to a Catholic school. And it changes his life, both his grandfather and the nuns at this Catholic school. This is an incredible American story. He should be celebrated from the rooftops. Right. And what do? They malign him at every turn. I think there's a story. And again, the stories change every single day, or there are more stories every single day. I think Ruth Marcus has a story today that because Ginny Thomas said that the 2020 elections was a heist, where she's expressed concerns about Clarence Thomas must recuse. Now, you know what? I do think that's racist. Why? Because a liberal judge named Judge Reinhardt on the Ninth Circuit had a case before him, right? Called, it was the same-sex marriage case, same-sex ban case in the California Constitution. And his wife was the head of the ACLU chapter in Southern California, right? She was very vocal against this constitutional initiative in California. Her organization filed two briefs in the court below. That case goes up to Judge Reinhardt, and guess what? He doesn't recuse himself. He says, my wife's views aren't my views, right? And guess what? The leading judicial ethics experts in the United States, including Stephen Gillers, who's still around today, this was in 2011, this case was, said, if you think that he's going to be influenced by his wife's view, you're living in the 15th century. These views are so antiquated. You're a misogynist. You're a sexist. And yet, here it is with Ginny Thomas, who doesn't even file a suit, right, or involved with the brief. You know, she doesn't do anything legal. She expressed an opinion in the political world. And somehow Clarence Thomas has to recuse. Why is that? Because they think that he is overly influenced by his wife, right? And that is, my view, the racism that runs along a lot of these attacks.
Is Clarence Thomas in the Black History Museum, the African-American History Museum?
Charlie, glad you brought that up. But it was first opened in 2016, I think it was. He was not in there. I'll tell you. He was not in there. You know who was in there? Anita Hill, three times. And you know what I did? I sat outside that museum because, if you recall, when it first opened up, it was so busy that you had to reserve a ticket. I went there at 5 a.m. in the morning to sit on the sidewalk so I could go in, because I heard that he wasn't in there. And I took videos of the exhibit. Thurgood Marshall, of course, massive this display of him, an exhibition of him. Anita Hill, three different things that were on her in that museum, and nothing about Clarence Thomas. Okay, so there was a lot of press and a lot of heat. I've heard President Obama did not want him in the African American Museum. And after about a year, they put something in there. He's our greatest living American. He's our greatest Black American. He's the longest, he's the 11th longest serving justice in our history, right? The longest is about 4 years. He's got this incredible record, 700 opinions. If you think about the court, Charlie, and where they are going on every single case, the important cases, right? From abortion, religious liberties, affirmative action, the Second Amendment, the administrative state, right? This awful administrative state. Who has led the way for 30 years on those cases where he was writing dissents, including in the Casey case back on abortion? Ed Grutter on affirmative action, he was in dissent in 2003. Clarence Thomas, he has laid out a body of work that the justices, the current justices, the majority, the originalists, are using to change the face of American jurisprudence. And it all goes back to Clarence Thomas. And yet, going back to your thing, there are cartoons of him shining Justice Scalia's shoes, right? That he was, a puppet of Justice Scalia. The most racist stuff you can imagine, right? And the left thinks this is acceptable. And so it's the Thomas Court. They go after him. They will continue to go after him. God bless him. He's never bent at all. And it's not fun to go through this stuff. And of course, they attack Ginny Thomas, who's a dear friend. And she was, I represented her in the January 6th committee investigation, which was a circus and a joke. But that's what they do. And I thought that was particularly despicable, right? To really go after Ginny Thomas and target her starting in 2022, right? And this is the Jane Mayer from The New Yorker, who wrote a book actually called Strange Justice back in the early 90s, where she have all of these, you know, sentences in there that he is not smart, relying on white judges, relying on his wife, relying on his law clerks. It's really despicable. But Thomas has just marched on, done his job, and has the greatest record of any justice in modern times.
Hey, everybody. Exciting news. Very, very important. We are saving babies with preborn. You've heard me talk about this all throughout the year, and time is running out on this great dollar-for-dollar match. I have donated money here, and you should too. Through December 31st, you can save twice as many babies by providing ultrasounds. But this match goes away soon, so don't put it off another minute. You've heard about and thought about and talked about it and maybe even prayed about it, but right now is the time to do something about it. If you're wondering about your end-of-year giving and want every dollar to get the most results, this is a great chance to maximize your gift for life. And for a one-time $15,000 gift, you'll provide not just one ultrasound machine, but two, saving thousands of babies for years to come. $280 saves 10 babies, $28 a month saves a baby a month for less than a dollar a day, and right now, any gift saves twice as many babies with preborn. Call 833-850-2229 or click on the preborn banner at charliekirk.com. That's the preborn banner at charliekirk.com. $280 saves 10 babies. $280 saves a baby a month for less than a dollar a day. charliekirk.com, preborn banner. So, Mark, I had RFK Jr. on the program, and I asked him what current Supreme Court justice most fits his ideas, and he said, I can't answer that. And then he said his favorite Supreme Court justice is Earl Warren, someone who protected and modernized the modern administrative state and the deep state, who I believe killed his uncle as well, which is really a bizarre thing that he would be defending the justice that actually made the administrative state permanent and possible. So Mark, your thoughts on RFK Jr.'s inability to name a justice. How should we think about this?
I think he's a classic liberal who thinks that the Supreme Court is a policymaking, you know, court organization, a super legislature, if you will. Doesn't want to get the left mad because they want, somebody like that, like Earl Warren. The fact that he says it's Earl Warren just tells you everything you need to know about the type of justice he wants.
Tell us what that means. Look, a lot of people don't know what Earl Warren. So just give us a minute history. Why is Earl Warren such a red flag?
Yeah, he was an activist judge. He thought that the court should make policies, right, in terms of the laws or the Constitution to stretch them to what he thought was best. He's unelected. He's appointed. He's supposed to interpret the Constitution. So, you know, the 14th Amendment says you cannot, you know, discriminate on race. But he thinks, right, in his now this came a little bit later in that type of case. But he thought that it should be, I'm gonna be a policymaker as a judge, as a justice. We want justices to interpret the Constitution, to apply it, to let the democratic process, you know, play out. And then, you know, like the Second Amendment, right? Liberal justices will say, oh, we're fine with you restricting these rights on Americans when the Constitution says X. So that's the type of, it's a policymaker that doesn't view his role as applying the Constitution or the law at issue. It's what do I think is best? And that's a recipe for disaster. That's how abortion happened, right? To find a right to an abortion in the Constitution is absolute fiction. It doesn't exist, right? But that's what these left-wing judges do. Affirmative action, same thing. They come up with all of these policy reasons why it's good, it's terrible, but it's just also unconstitutional. Yep. That's so, what he's looking at. Just like all of these, the administrative state you talk about, right? And I think I saw part of that clip of him talking about environmental laws. Well, guess what? The EPA has certain set laws, right, and powers based on what Congress enacted. And what happens, Charlie, is that the EPA will do something far outside of
they assume the power of the legislative branch, right? And Warren. Eisenhower said that picking Earl Warren was, quote, the biggest damn fool mistake I ever made. Warren basically invented the modern activist judge. You said something interesting. You think that one of the reasons why RFK Jr. didn't answer my question or dodged it is because he's afraid that it would reveal that he wants somebody more in the Sotomayor tradition. And by the way, I pick presidents primarily on who they're going to put on the Supreme Court. That's like a top two issue. It's like border, Supreme Court. Final thoughts, Mark.
Yeah. In 2016, I think the main reason President Trump was elected in part was his list that you pointed out. It showed the American people what he was going to do. Late breakers went for Trump based on the Supreme Court. He knows that a lot of the people he's trying to appeal to, which is not the hard left, that is Bobby Kennedy or Robert F. Kennedy, are going to be turned off if he's talking about left-wing judges. And so I do think it's critically important. It's the last line of defense in our republic is the Supreme Court. It's a wonder. It's a honest organization, unlike a lot of these other like the legislature today. It needs to be protected. The attacks on the justices, the attacks on the court need to be pushed back on.
Yep.
Because they're lies. Yep. And it's all designed to undermine the Supreme Court today.
And Trump got three. Boy, God gave us a gift. He gave us three justices. And you just think about it, you know, 3 and 4 years, and they're all pretty good. I mean, Gorsuch sometimes does stuff that upsets me, but it's generally really good. And Clarence Thomas is the leader of it. It is the Thomas Court. And we don't have time, Mark, but you can know somebody best by who spends the most time of him. Even those that disagree love Thomas. They love him, from the people that work in the janitorial positions in the Supreme Court to his fellow justices. They all think Clarence Thomas is a class act, and they love him. Mark, thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Charlie. Merry Christmas.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
The following is a paid advertisement sponsored by Versus AI. Salem is not an investment advisor, and this is not a solicitation or recommendation by Salem to buy or sell any securities. Salem and Dr. Gorka are being paid $85,000 to carry this ad on its radio and podcast network. Salem does not endorse any investment product, and you should check with your personal financial advisor before investing.
Greetings, I'm Dr. Sebastian Gorka, and I'm excited to share with you a groundbreaking opportunity in the artificial intelligence industry that stands resilient amidst the Sam Altman upheavals. Enter Versus AI and its pioneering Genius platform. The AI sector has been largely dominated by large language models like those at OpenAI. Versus AI is charting a new course. Don't miss this potential breakout company. Be part of the AI revolution. Versus AI, with its commitment to innovative solutions, is poised to remain a leader in the dynamic world of artificial intelligence. As AI becomes increasingly central to our future, the potential of Genius's platform to enhance your investment portfolio is immense. We invite you to be part of this exciting journey. Discover the power of Genius at emcversus.com.